Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Fire Chief Jim Mitchell to talk about the events and activities that went on during the 2014 year for the Knoxville Fire Department.
Bit of a busy time for the Knoxville City Fire Department. Talk about some of the events that you have going on this past year.
Well, actually, this year's been a record-breaking year. Looks like we're going to end up with about 1,700 calls this year. Obviously, most of them are EMS calls, but we've had some fires, too. Anywhere from garage fires to house fires to grass fires that resulted in a personal injury. So we've had a lot of calls. We've had a lot of carbon monoxide calls. And then, again, the EMS calls have been overwhelming, both 911 and transfers from facility to facility. So it's been a busy year. And in conjunction with some of the outside non-mission related things that we've been involved in, we've had several fundraisers, some for us, some for others. We've had an awesome fire prevention week that included reaching out and getting a fire safety message to over 900 kids from preschool ages through fifth grade. We've been in somewhat of a campaign for new cadets at the high school level. We're in the middle of possibly revising that program to include more kids, more age groups, if you will. Obviously, we've just continually been involved in recruiting new membership. Membership's down. It's attending some various meetings with other fire chiefs across the state. This isn't an unusual problem for just Knoxville. This is a problem across the state. And as I read, it's a problem across the nation with a shortage of volunteers.
With that, you certainly would like to see people be a lot more cautious out there to be able to take the workload off you and your men here at the fire department. What advice do you have for people in that regard to be able to stay away from the carbon monoxide issues, the fire issues, and such like that?
Well, we'll start with carbon monoxide. It's as easy as making sure you have your furnace checked annually. Calling in a contractor that can go through your furnace and know that the flue's clear, that it's exhausting properly, that there's no leaks in your furnace at all, as well as your water heater, and if you have a gas stove, that as well. Fires, you know, we have a lot of fires that are the result of mishandling heating sources, whether that be a candle, whether that be a space heater, etc. So I would say, you know, be cognizant of where your candles are. And, you know, my advice is find an electric candle. I know it doesn't put off the good smelly scent that some of those candles do, but open flame is a hazard and they get knocked over or bumped or something gets laid across it. And next thing you know, we've got a fire. The space heaters are a problem. Make sure that if you're using a space heater, one, you purchase one that's UL rated, and two, that you're cognizant of where you're placing your space heater, that it's not around clothes on the floor or around straw and other combustible material that easily ignites.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Fire Chief Jim Mitchell, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.